What is up, everyone? Welcome back to the Giants Nation podcast. Welcome back to the show. I hope everyone's having a wonderful afternoon. I decided to come back on here because I have another list that I want to share with you guys today. My list for today, I'm going to be including my four players on the New York Giants who have raised it, who I think have raised their stock the most with one preseason game left. So without further ado, let's get right into it. Obviously, look, the optimism and the excitement surrounding the Giants is palpable, palpable. Joe Shane went out this offseason and added some major pieces, including tight end Darren Waller, linebacker Bobby Okereke, excuse me for burping, wide receiver Paris Campbell, and more. Not only that, Joe Shane's 2023 draft class has produced more this summer than the general manager could have ever dreamed. I mean, cornerbacks Deontay Banks and Trey Hawkins, and both of these young guys are in line to start. John Michael Schmitz will start at center. Wide receiver Jalin Hyatt has created fireworks, and I believe he should get the ball early and often. You know, in the Giants' preseason win against the Panthers last Friday, the offensive starters played one series, marching right down the field and scoring on the Panthers' defense, which played primarily starters, furthering the excitement. You know, while the starters garner the excitement, the summer is about the young players fighting for starting and roster spots. So I'm going to be naming my four players on the New York Giants who have raised their stock the most with one preseason game left. Starting at number one, this was a very interesting one that I put down. But number one, I got quarterback Tommy DeVito. And here's why. I mean, first of all, this is a guy who the Giants signed as an undrafted free agent out of Illinois in May. And he had this, I can't lie to you guys, Tommy DeVito has been one of the pleasant surprises of the summer. I mean, first of all, this guy, he's a New Jersey native. He's thrown for 243 yards and one touchdown this preseason. His early success in the summer is likely because, first of all, he's a seasoned quarterback. You know, he played five college seasons. He played four at Syracuse and one at Illinois, completing 594 of his 941 pass attempts for 6,000 passing yards and 43 touchdowns. He also threw just 16 college interceptions. I mean, I've also seen his athleticism and ability to carry the ball this summer. You know, in college, he had 10 touchdowns on the ground. You know, I mean, the Giants preseason opener, you can use that as a good example. I mean, what he did against the Lions was, you know, everyone's first chance to see this guy in an NFL game, and he delivered. He showed poise, he showed confidence, and he showed smarts. He threw his dime of a touchdown to Tommy Sweeney. You know, so I feel like with his play for head coach Brian Daboll, Tommy DeVito, to me, has solidified a practice squad spot if another team does not claim him. You know, obviously everyone's been quite impressed with the youngster. So I got Tommy DeVito. I got quarterback Tommy DeVito at number one. At number two, this is another interesting player. This is also a player I never mentioned before or even talked about. I had to put defensive tackle Jordan Riley on here. I mean, you know, 243rd pick in the 2023 NFL draft. The Giants selected Jordan Riley. This is a kid coming out of Oregon. Most Giants fans hadn't heard of Jordan Riley before camp started, but they have, you know, including myself, you know. But I feel like we have all undoubtedly heard about him this summer. You know, he's a big player. He's 6'5", weighs around 325 pounds. And he has I think it's very obvious. This guy has added tremendous depth to a defensive line, to a defensive line room that already features Pro Bowlers in Dexter Lawrence and Leonard Williams, and veterans Raheem Nunez-Roches and A'shaun Robinson. Joe Shane's goal, obviously, this offseason was to add depth to their interior of the defensive line after watching the D-line wear down last fall. You know, he joined the Giants broadcast booth on Friday and spoke glowingly about Jordan Riley. You know, a Giants announcer, Bob Papa, Giants announcer Bob Papa was saying this about Jordan Riley. He was saying something like, you know, this guy for a seventh round pick has made some impactful plays this evening. We are excited about him. You know, and he also noted that Brian Daboll raved about Jordan Riley's size and athleticism in the pregame production meeting. You know, obviously this guy was a monster. He was a monster against the Panthers. You know, this guy, I honestly thought he made multiple big time plays, but none was more significant than a fourth down tackle for loss that put the Giants offense on the field. The Giants offense went down the field and scored a touchdown to take a 21-3 lead. I mean, there is nothing coaches love more than turnovers leading to points. One thing, you know, and I gotta say this, I think one thing to remember about Jordan Riley, he's not your prototypical rookie. You know, he's a seasoned football player who played six seasons in college at four different colleges. He's 25 years old. The same, you know, that's the same age. Dexter Lawrence and Jordan Riley are the same age. You know, Dexter Lawrence obviously is the all-pro defensive tackle. You know, defensive tackle DJ Davidson, the Giants' 2022 fifth-round pick, was on the PUP list when the summer started, who obviously DJ Davidson, he's recovering from an ACL tear. Jordan Riley also got extra reps because of it and has leapfrogged DJ Davidson on the depth chart, which puts the big man in an excellent spot to make the 53-man roster. So I got defensive tackle Jordan Riley at number two. At number three, this was a very, this was one of the most surprising players, but has been one of the most exciting players also to watch. Obviously, I have to put Jason Pinnock on here again. You know, obviously, I talked about this guy not that long ago. Obviously, I talked about him earlier, but I got Jason Pinnock at number three. I mean, the Giants let starting safety and team captain Julian Love walk this offseason, creating an opening in the starting secondary. The Giants signed veteran Bobby McCain this offseason, and he got the first crack at replacing Julian Love. However, Bobby McCain has been thoroughly outplayed this summer by Jason Pinnock. You know, I mean, this guy began to gain, he obviously began to gain steam with the Giants organization and nationally after making this ridiculous, you know, the ridiculous interception early, you know, in Giants training camp. You know, I mean, like, seriously, how in the heck was he able to come down this ball? You know, like, that one interception play, I still have it in my head, and I can't get rid of it. You know, and Jason Pinnock, he did this on Darren Waller. You know, like, can you imagine how high you would have to jump to catch an interception over Darren Waller, who's 6'7", 6'6"? You know, like, that's crazy. Obviously, one preseason game remains, but I think it's very obvious that Jason Pinnock has he's locked up the starting safety job. I mean, this guy who's still young had a dominant week in Detroit, thriving in joint practices, and then he had a dominant preseason opener. This guy, obviously, he's a Pittsburgh native, was the best player on the field during the preseason opener. You know, he played 5 snaps, recording a pick on the first play of the game, a tackle for loss on the Giants' second defensive play, and a 4th down pass breakup against a rookie tight end, Sam Laporta. You know, and also, let's not forget about Giants' second. Let's also not forget about second-year safety Dane Belton, who also had a phenomenal summer. You know, with an interception in the line, with an interception against the Lions and a crazy forced fumble, or fumble recovery, you could say, during joint practices. Quite frankly, Dane Belton could not have performed better this summer, yet Jason Pinnock has been even better, you know. I'm hoping, though, that both of these guys can get a chance to play. You know, but there's only one spot left. Now, call me crazy, but I wouldn't be surprised if Wink Martindale decides to, like, rotate the two, you know, because, you know, like, I mean, players need rest, you know, they need water breaks, you know, so I wouldn't be surprised if Wink Martindale tries to switch out, you know, the two safeties. But let's see. But I got Jason Pinnock at number 3. And last but not least, this was a tough one because obviously, the Giants secondary has been, and the guard position for the Giants offensive line, both of those things have been the huge topics of the Giants offseason, but mostly the secondary, because I think every Giants fan can assume that this defense as a whole could be, the Giants defense could be one of the best in the entire NFL, even though the Giants defensive line, ESPN ranked the Giants entire defensive line number one in the league. You know, if the Giants secondary can ball out, the Giants could have one of the, you know, okay, I don't care. I'm gonna say it. I don't care. I think if the Giants secondary balls out, the Giants are going to have one of the best defenses in the NFL. Not just in the NFC, but in the entire NFL. And I know I sound crazy for saying that because there's a lot of other great defenses out there. You got the 49ers. You got, you know, the Buffalo Bills. I get that, but there's standards also when it comes to trying to be great. Health, you know, health or durability, you know, playing at a high level. I think those two things are something, obviously those are two things that you wish to see in every team, because no one wants to wish any injury on no fan, unless you're heartless, wishes no injury. I don't wish any injury on anyone. I don't care if you play for the Eagles, even though I hate the Eagles or the Cowboys or the Commanders. I'm not gonna wish pain on anyone, because that's not the kind of person I am. I'm not a heartless person, you know? But if the Giants can stay healthy, if this entire defense can stay healthy, I really believe that this defense as a whole could be not just one of the best in the NFC, but I'm not saying the Giants are going to have a top five defense overall, but I'm not ashamed to say that our defense is not a top 10. I think at best, our defense is a top 10 unit. At worst, we are at least a top 15 or top 20. I think at worst we're a top 20 defense. You know, but at best, I believe we can have a top 10 defense. You know, I'm not gonna say a top five, because I mean you still got the entire AFC, and obviously the entire AFC is loaded, you know, with a lot of great defenses, because there's a lot of great teams in the AFC, and you can't have a great team if you don't have a great defense. So I'm not saying that yet, but I'm not afraid to say that the Giants, you know, the Giants can have a top 10 defense. I'm not afraid to say that. I think they can, you know, because the NFC ain't that good. You know, the Giants easily, you know, and even though we haven't started the regular season, it doesn't matter. The NFC ain't that good. I mean, when you look at this conference as a whole, there's not a lot of good teams. Most of the teams in the NFC are young and rebuilding. The Bears are rebuilding. You know, the Vikings don't have a defense, even though they brought in Brian Flores as their new defense coordinator. Oh, no, Brian Flores, he's with the Steelers. What am I saying? But yeah, most of the teams in the NFC are either rebuilding or they're just young, you know. And I believe you can't say that the Giants don't have these second or third best defense in the NFC. All the top four defenses, you can really say all the top defenses are in the NFC East. The Cowboys, they're going to have one of the best defenses. You know, we can't sleep on the Commanders. You know, as long as Chase Young is there, Washington's defense is valid. The Eagles got a really good, the Eagles defense, that, we already know their defense is going to be scary. And ESPN just ranked the Giants defensive line as number one in the entire league. So imagine if the Giants secondary balls out, which I've seen flashes of it. And I understand it's preseason, but that's what preseason is all about. It's all about witnessing the talent. And once you see the players that you took from the draft or from last year's draft or from the previous draft, you're going to want to put them on the main roster. You know, Deontay Banks looked amazing against the Lions. Did you guys see his stats? Deontay Banks allowed no catches, you know? And Trey Hawkins, I love what I'm seeing from this guy. And now you're going to put Adoree Jackson in the slot where he's dominated at before? I would not be surprised if the Giants defense as a whole can be a top 10 unit. But they got to stay healthy, and they got to play. They got to stay healthy. You know, that's really the main thing for the Giants. And that's been the one problem for the Giants for a long time now, is durability and health. You know, if the Giants can stay healthy, and if we can play at a high level, I'm not afraid to say I'm not afraid to say that this defense as a whole could be a top 10 unit. I'm not afraid to say that. You know? But at number 4, as much as I love what I saw from Deontay Banks, I think we all know that Deontay Banks, he's gonna be, some of you guys were telling me that Deontay Banks could be the cornerback for the Jets. What's the guy's name? I've said his name before. Oh yeah, Mod Sauce Gardner. Everyone's saying that Deontay Banks could be another Sauce Gardner for the Giants, but I don't see that. And that's nothing against Sauce. I think Mod Sauce Gardner is going to be one of the best cornerbacks in the NFL. But I'm still going to compare him to Jalen Ramsey because that's who he is. You know, he's a very physical, and he loves to trash talk too. Jalen Ramsey trash talks all the time. You know, we shouldn't be surprised. Deontay Banks, he's going to be fine. You know, he's going to have rough. If he has rough patches down the road, then we shouldn't overreact because he's a rookie. You know, every rookie is going to have rough patches down the road. I'm not worried about Deontay Banks. The one player that a lot of us were. The one player that a lot of Giants fans were questioning Joe Shane was Trey Hawkins. And that's the player that I got at number 4. Because he's already looking like a steal in the draft for Joe Shane. He's already looking like it. He's a tall, lengthy kid who's very physical, who has been amazing in the preseason. You know, and that's the one thing, and it's not only that. That's not the only reason why I have this guy at number 4 on my list. Here's why. I mean, no player has had their stock improved more this summer than Trey Hawkins. And that's the God honest truth. I mean, after being drafted in the 6th round by the Giants this spring, a pick that was required in the Kadarius Toney trade, Trey Hawkins has flown up the depth chart. You know, in the modern NFL, you guys know this too. 6th-round picks are no guarantees to make the main roster. Trey Hawkins, who was drafted due to his uber-athleticism, started the summer playing with the third-team defense, but has shot his way up to a starting job alongside Deontay Banks on the outside. When the summer started, Adoree Jackson and Deontay Banks were the two projected outside corners, with Cordell Flye and Darnell Holmes expected to battle for the slot job. Trey Hawkins has been impressive enough this summer to give the defensive coaches for the Giants the confidence to play two rookies, and obviously him and Deontay Banks, as the two outside corners while moving Adoree Jackson, the team's best corner, obviously, to the slot. Trey Hawkins, so far in the preseason, he's allowed just 30 yards through 61 snaps this preseason while racking up 5 tackles. PFF, Pro Football Focus, has Trey Hawkins as the Giants' highest graded cornerback this preseason, ahead of Cordell Flott, Darnell Holmes, Adoree Jackson, and Deontay Banks. Trey Hawkins did not allow a single reception during last Friday's win over the Panthers. Defensive backs coach Jerome Henderson said that he should have gone earlier in the draft. And it's hard to argue with that after watching him in coverage Friday. You know, So it's very, you know, it's very, you know, it, you know, it is very tough to argue, you know, obviously, because, you know, this is a guy who I didn't have on my mock draft, you know, but this could be a big achievement for this kid, you know, because, you know, you guys know that if I love it when players work so hard, you know, I just love it, you know, and this guy, he shows that, you know, he just shows it. And you could tell he went from playing with the third string defense, now with the first stringers. That's what you want to see. And you can tell that this guy is going to be a dominant football player. You know? You could tell that he's going to be a dominant football player. You know? So, this kid has shot up from an athletic six-round pick with intriguing traits to an opening day starter in 4 months. I'm trying to figure out a word that I was thinking of that would go greatly with this whole thing about Trey Hawkins. I mean, I would say the rise that Trey Hawkins has shown, it's a very superhero-y type of rise. You know, like, it's very similar to how Mary Jane fell down the building and Spider-Man came up and swooped her. It kind of feels like that. Because this guy, I kind of see the symbolism between Spider-Man saving Mary Jane and this whole thing, because this dude saved himself by working hard and not giving up, and that's who Spider-Man is. Spider-Man never gives up, you know. This guy, he's going to be, obviously, Trey Hawkins, he's going to be a player to keep and to keep a close eye on in 2023. There is no doubt about that. So that's all I gotta say about that. And yeah, guys, that's my second list for today. Yeah, those are my four players on the New York Giants who have raised their stock the most with one preseason game left, which will be happening this upcoming Saturday, guys, at MetLife Stadium against the New York J-E-T-S. Jets. And yeah, guys, don't forget that game will be happening this upcoming Saturday at 6:30 p.m. on the NFL Network. Hopefully they show it, because the last time I tried to see it, they didn't show it. They showed the New York Jets. The New York Jets on Hard Knocks. But yeah, guys, that's all I gotta say about that. Let me know how you guys feel about my list, and I'll get right back at you guys. But yeah, so far, that's all I have for you guys today. I hope you guys enjoyed this one. I will keep you guys updated for more news about the Giants or more updates if I have any. I will also keep you guys updated for more lists if I have any. Or if there's any comments or questions you guys have for me, go down in the Q&A section, and I'll get right back at you guys about that. But until then, I'm out. Peace.